Forget about playing the matchup game for now. Both sides starting with their best.
Here we go. JT Miller wins the opening drop. Out there along with Besser and Hugh Suter against Connor McDavid. Two on one really didn't develop. Back the other way goes Dreisaitl digging in. Here's Dreisaitl to the forehand. Shelox with the save. Shoveled across to the near side for McDavid. He'll hold on. Nugent Hopkins gives it back to him. Dreisaitl in his power play office. Takes a long look. Cross ice pass scores! And Edmonton strikes first with another for Zach Hyman on the power play.
The lane to get it to the side where Hyman was, so now he just gets lost. And this is the quick little cycle down below. Nugent Hopkins kicks out, and this is one where Cole's taking nobody. You've got to go over there and press. You're late in a penalty kill, maybe a little bit of fatigue with just 30 seconds left, and there's on the doorstep. You cannot let.
And Edward Keane on the receiving end of that. And up ahead it goes. Here's Suter. Here's Suter's in. That shot. Block rebound. That'll test Stuart Skinner. Sent around the other way. More checking by McDavid. It's played ahead. Breakaway. Connor Garland. And stuck by Skinner. Garland centers again.
The middle of Garland in all alone. He's got the backhand. Couldn't get it past the blocker.
And here is Kulak deep in the zone looking to center. Another big hit. That one dished out by Susie. And away goes McHale. Three on two. Over the line. Pass to Pedersen in front. And it's cleared away from the front of the net.
Did a really good job of handling the, absorbing the hit and making the play to get it out and get the breakout going.
5 points for Hughes in the opening round. He had eight in the game in the series against Edmonton. Miller over the line. Hughes took another big hit from Hyman. Here's a chance. Oh, Skinner just got a piece of that.
A little lost in coverage, comes right through. I think he had a chance to walk a little further down, right off the knob of the stick.
Sending it around to the near side. Nobody there for Vancouver. And out skates Evander Kane. Chips it off the board, picks off his own pass and put it through the blue paint. There's Dreisaitl. Loose puck. He'll feed it back. Ekholm scores. Mattias Ekholm. And Edmonton has a 2-0 lead.
Just the little mistakes around your net that you can't make against this group. Control of the puck. You know, Cole started in the offensive zone, but he gets back. So now it's Hugh Suter in the middle of the net. And then it's Cole who comes to the opposite side. I don't know who he was trying to reverse it to. And that's one of the first times. Look at how far Shelov slides here. He's on his knees coming, sliding through, and he slides.
Here's McCabe with Hoglander. Deep in the Oilers zone, Hoglander works the boards. Rick Tocchet felt his play improved steadily throughout his first playoff series. That's a pull off the post. Ricochet back, but a close call there.
Here's at the other end, right on the doorstep. Mikheyev finds the puck before Skinner can. Past his toe, but off the skate. And Ilya Mikheyev, and, you know, he can beat guys one-on-one. You just haven't seen that fire and intensity. And that's something that you'd like to see quickly.
Miller and McDavid start, and Carson Soucy takes down.
Wanted to get a piece of that. Skinner did a nice job of closing the gap to where the deflection could come from and snags that midair.
Faceoff win by Lindholm. Blast. Oh, puck scores! Vancouver's on the board. Dakota Joshua.
Well, there's a great example of going hard to the net to create something. Either be there, but just gets enough to go back. Dreisaitl loses this draw. Nice job of Lindholm. A little deflection, a late job of Skinner finding that loose puck. And watch Joshua just kick off. He's all over. And he's able to get it up and over the sprawling leg of Skinner as this one gets deflected, comes off hard, and there's a tough angle shot.
Vancouver gets on it with Joshua. Cole sends it deep. McCann couldn't reach it. Soucy advances. Now McCann comes out in front. And a backhand stopped by. And Skinner with an answer at the other end. And Cody Ceci along the end boards trying to tie it up.
After all that, Chris, Dreisaitl went off the ice and into the room for the Edmonton Oilers there. He was right by the bench twice and went to go skate and stopped.
Ceci scores! Cody Ceci lets it fly! And Edmonton's got a two-goal lead back.
CeCe almost put one in his own net, and then how about the return? That would have been a high stick had Cole been able to touch that. The whistle would have gone, and this is just a shot that ends up going.
Under 7 minutes remaining here in the second period. Zach Hyman back in. Shifting gear, scores! Hyman goes through the triangle. And the Oilers have a 4-1 lead.
On a quick transition play, Hyman's by himself. It's a one against two. And this is one that just Myers got a little bit hesitant. And that, to me, as this shot goes, does it hit the stick of Myers? He goes backhand. And that one's a hard one to read. And you're right, there's that Josh Allen triangle that he was talking about. Hyman didn't get much on this. And that little deflection.
That got past Nurse, charging after it, Garland. But CeCe back in a hurry. Challenge there, hit by Lindholm. Joshua in front. Garland couldn't get a stick on that. Crashing in Joshua. One hands it for Lindholm. Centering it. Scores! Got a good bounce. And the Canucks get one back.
Well, it's the play along the boards which win or loses this battle, as Hyman unable to make the play, and instead it's back in the back.
Rick Tocchet's crew down by two. Just to complete the thought of the stats, 4 minutes more of offensive zone time in the game for the team that trails by two. Put on the brakes, looking for Miller. He gets tied up. Miller helps him out. CeCe for Besser. Sends it back across and ricochet to CeCe. Rink wide. Besser down low. Scores! JT Miller! And it's a one-goal game!
Off the post and then side-to-side play. He said trying to keep plays alive. Cross seam, and how about this deflection? There's two guys who know how to read each other in Besser and Miller, and that's a shot pass from a just ridiculous angle.
Pettersson, Hughes kicks it back, trying to get it to Pettersson. It doesn't work. Now across. Here's a chance. Oh, stop. Stuart Skinner off Lindholm.
Tries to get in the way, but also allows his goaltender to see this. Lindholm.
McKeon with a slick outlet. Out comes Vancouver. Hoaglander spins it. Bloomer got a man going to the net, but he curled back. Here's his shot. Scores! Nikita Zadorov!
Well, this defense pair, watch the middle of the ice as Hronek is his defense partner. Driving to the net, takes three guys down. Now you got three Oilers actually in the way of their goaltender. Stuart Skinner doesn't have to worry about any Vancouver Canucks being the screen. Instead, this is one that Zadorov just walks right into through the legs of Desharnais, past Corey Perry and underneath the glove.
Ryan Nugent gets checked, and Zadorov will take over. Vancouver and Edmonton, 2-3, and here comes Garland in, makes the shot, scores! Connor Garland!
In the second period, it was the Oilers' quick goals. Now this place is alive. The long stretch pass, standing still, and that gives Garland a little bit of the time, and then just moves it enough. That fake shot forces.
Here's McDavid trying to get back in. Connor McDavid in the slot. The neck holds on block. Hyman follows. Not to the boards. Bouchard across. One-timer. Chilov. Still loose for Nugent Hopkins. Ekholm. One more shot block. Dreisaitl.